Hey everyone, it's your friend Clay, and this week on the podcast, it's probably just gonna be me. Yay! Kind of a big deal, podcast 2.0. Welcome to an all-new episode of Kind of a Big Deal Podcast 2.0. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and this week it's going to be me. Well, maybe someone else might jump in, but for the most of it, it's just going to be me. So we're going to chat with each other. The face that you just made. And like nobody can see the face that David just made, but it was funny. So anyhow, the holidays are coming up, so there's so much to talk about, but I just wanted to kick off this episode by saying that the podcast officially has a website. You can go to www.alwaysbeabigdeal.com.
Yay.
Literally, that's the only thing that was on there was yay. But you can go to alwaysbeabigdeal.com, and I'm currently working on trying to get some merch on there for you guys to have some swag, and you can get all of the episodes on there. And plus, I've started a little blog on there as well, so you can read some of that. And then there's a forum, you know, have a safe space to talk to if you're going through something and you find somebody on there to talk to. Cool. But so that's awesome, and that's definitely something to look into. So as far as our listeners, I appreciate all of you for listening every week. And if you listen on the Purple Podcast app, you can rate, review, and subscribe. And then if you listen on Spotify, you can rate and review. And that just lets us know how we're doing. And of course, we'll probably read them on the podcast. But I think that's all the, you know, analytical stuff that I have to talk about. You know, the boring stuff. So I'm going to jump into this Friday. I will be competing for Mr. What is it?
This Friday is the Hagerstown King and Queen of Pride pageant.
Yes. And I will be competing for King, and Nikki will be competing for Queen. So it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to do stand up. I know everybody knows I'm really not funny, but I'm going to give it a shot. So if you want to come out, that would be awesome. Come out and support us. We would love to see you there. And these shoes that David is creating right now, they'd look really cool. So that's what I'm watching as I'm recording here. So also, there is going to be some really cool guests coming next month. My friend Jess is dying to be on the podcast, and she has hit me up a couple of times. It has fallen through, but we will make sure that she gets on the podcast so everybody can hear her voice, and she's a good time. She's like the Snooki of Hagerstown. She's a blast in a glass.
She is a good time. Her phone number is in stall number 2 of the women's bathroom.
Okay. So if you would like to hit up Jess, her phone number is in stall number 2 of the women's bathroom. That is a good information to have. So, so I will be doing comedy, and Clay will be competing this Friday. And all the girlies will be there. All the straight girlies, all the gay girlies, everyone. It's going to be a blast. So anywho, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, he was going through pronouns. Yes, because I'm not using pronouns. So, the holidays are coming up, and it's kind of exciting, you know, you get to do holiday type things. Thanksgiving's next week, and Miss Gay Maryland America is next week, and that's a holiday in itself. And then comes along Christmas. You know what I would love to do for Christmas? I'm going to tell you all about it. So I would like to make snow globes with AB. We found where we can make our own snow globes at Hobby Lobby. And it was pretty cool. So I'm totally down. I'm going to buy some stuff and we're going to make snow globes. Yay. I love snow globes. Snow globes are awesome. And they're one of my favorite things. So I'm excited to make them. But anywho, so I really don't know what I was supposed to talk about on this episode. I had notes, and then I didn't have notes. And yes, we need to get you a stand. If your table wasn't so wide.
Actually, my dining room table has nothing to do with how wide it is. It has everything to do with the fact that my dining room and living room has been transformed into a storage crafting space as I prepare for Miss Gay Maryland next week. So we have tons of different crafts going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's not the reason why I can't hook up a mic stand for you.
Because there's crafts all over the table.
No, it's not because there's crafts. It's because my mic stands do not open up wide enough to fasten to your table.
Because my wood is thick.
Yes, that's what I just said. You had to make it perverted.
My table is thick.
Like me.
It's hardwood and it's thick.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, do you remember what I was supposed to talk about on this episode?
Nope.
Yeah, because this is my show, and you're like, why would I know? I'm asking you to help me here.
I mean, right now, like, it's holiday season's coming up. We have Thanksgiving. Then there's...
Well, yeah.
Christmas, and it's pageant mode in Maryland right now.
Yeah, didn't I already say that? I think I did. And then I was talking about making snow globes with AB.
Yeah.
Are we doing Christmas cookies this year? Please say we're doing Christmas cookies this year.
I probably need to since they weren't made last year.
We did make them last year. That was when Billy and I made the hockey pucks. And we said we were going to sell them and say that they were all natural.
Oh, yeah.
We did make them last year.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun doing it.
Last year was a blur.
Yeah. Because AB was like, Dad, we're going to do cookies, right? And I think you weren't going to do them. But then you were like, we have to do them because it's a tradition now. Because you guys usually do them every year. I definitely think we should do them. Okay. It was a lot of fun last year.
Sure.
What?
It was when we did them.
Yes, it was when we did them, yes. That's what I'm saying. That was a lot of fun. But the events of last year were not fun.
Nope.
So David signed off again. He's really, really into these shoes. And they're cute. But we can't post anything because this is a secret. So you're just going to have to buy tickets to Miss Gay Mainland America to see these shoes in action. I just now realized that they're not even going to see the shoes.
But ultimately, it is the possibly unseen detail that's important.
That's true. That is very true. When it comes to pageantry, there's a lot of work, a lot of dedication. So any queen that or king that is ever doing pageantry, totally always do what you can to support. They put a lot of time and a lot of effort into bringing together this package and this moment and, you know, and money, time, money. Well, time is money in the long run. And then they really, really, really put a lot into it, and they deserve to be recognized for the hard work that they put in. And if you ever go to any shows, any drag shows, such as, like, if you ever go to any of the pageants, you know, always be cheerful for all of the queens, because they've all put in a lot of hard work. They really do. Like, after everything that I've seen him do for this, I was like, this is dedication. Dedication all the way. And thank God he's crafty. But anyway, so I really don't know. I'm so tired. I have been working third shift and then switching to second shift and then switching back to third shift. So I am like tired. But there's good news. Speaking of work, after the holidays, I will be working on moving up to the next position after mine. So one more position up. And then after that, I will be going to work in that position and then potentially move up to FBM. That's the goal. You know, you have to have goals.
What is FBM?
FBM.
Explain to everyone what the different levels are at your company.
So right now I am a TS, which is a team supervisor. That is a S level manager. There is S level managers and M level managers. So S level managers are your supervisors. So there is two types of supervisors. It is team supervisor, and then it is customer service supervisor. The customer service supervisor is the one that deals with all of the counts for the store, like doing cycle counts and stuff like that for inventory purposes. And the team soup position is primarily to run third shift or second shift. So it's like to keep the team going and when the managers can't be on shift. Then there is FBM, GM, or AGM and GM. They are all M-level managers. And then before you get to GM, there's a position called GM in training. So that's also an M-level. And you have to do that before you can become a GM for so long. They have like dedicated time frames on how long you have to be in the position. Like, for instance, I'm a team supervisor. So the team supervisor position, I have to be in that position for a total of 3 months before I can go back to meet the talent to apply and interview for the customer service supervisor position. Once I'm a customer service supervisor, I have to be in that position for at least 6 months before I can apply and go back to meet the talent for my interview to become FBM, or food and beverage manager. And the food and beverage manager deals with all of, well, the food and beverage. It's all the spoilage and how much we use and how much we, it has disappeared, which is called shrink. And so, like, if you, for instance, if you're making a hoagie and it calls for 6 pieces of bacon, but you're like, oh, today I'm going to give them 12 pieces of bacon because I didn't read the cat screen right. So you put 12 pieces of bacon on there. 6 of those pieces of bacon are not counted for. So that creates shrink. Then the AGM comes in, which is the assistant general manager. And they assist the general manager, as everybody knows. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. But they also are responsible for like doing evaluations and any write-ups. They usually do all the write-ups, like talking to people about, like, you know, why they were written up and stuff like that. The GM also will do that, but the AGM usually does it. And then they have the GM in training, which is the position where you're literally learning how to be a GM and how to deal with certain situations as a GM. And then you have the GM, which has a store that they run and they're responsible for. So they have goals that they have to meet, and they have to stay within a certain, like, amount of, like, hours. And so, like, if the store is given, like, 100 hours for register, for instance, it's never going to be 100 hours. So I'm just picking a number out of the top of my head. And we have 200 hours, then all those over hours are then, I can't remember what the word is, but it's a overage. So that's not good. So then the GM is responsible for that. So any lost product, any lost money, that's all the responsibility of the GM. So those are all the positions that are in the store level. And we had our FSRA walk tonight. So we call them night runs. So on second or third shift, somebody will come in and they will do a walk around the store. And FSRA is food, is our food safety side of things. So we have a whole entire group of people that create our food safety. And it's a team. It's a big team too. And so outside of the health department's regulations, because Wawa has locations in multiple states, they created FSRA, which is a program that encompasses all the states. So if, like, in the state of Delaware, they have a rule where you can't use paper straws or plastic straws, then we would adopt that in all of our stores, because it's a whole entire company. So you have to, so they like to just keep everybody the same. So no matter which Wawa you go to and work at, it's the same rules and the same guidelines. So we had the night walk. David said brand consistency, which is correct. So tonight we had the night walk, night run, and we did good. There was four things found. So and they were minors. So that would have given us a 96% on our FSRA if FSRA had come in, which the goal is 100. And last time we had FSRA come in, we did get 100%. So we did that, and I was running shifts, so I felt pretty good that we were pretty high on the percentage there. But yeah, so that's all the positions and everything with my company. I actually love working at Wawa. I was telling somebody the other day, so, you know, everybody's like, oh, I just want a job that I like going in and I like doing. And, you know, I thought that was my last job, but then things happened and I didn't agree with the things that happened. So I ended up leaving. And
what happened at the other location where you were previously?
Should I talk about it?
Why not?
So
you're homophobic, ignorant.
Yeah. And it probably
individuals.
It probably wasn't
a business.
Wise decision. Like the way that I quit and the way that I left. But at the end of the day, I had to do what was best for me. And I did. I know that I had talked to David about it, and David didn't 100% know the situation, but he got the grasp of the situation. And the time that it happened and I decided to leave was poor timing. But at the end of the day, I ended up at Wawa. And I actually can say that I enjoy going into work. I enjoy going in every day, and I enjoy working with the people I work with. No matter what shift I work, I have fun. Everything gets done. We go home, and I feel accomplished at this job. So I really like it, and I'm really glad that I found something that I enjoy and I like.
Tell us about one of the interesting things about working for Wawa, though. And how they support the LGBTQ plus IA community.
So Wawa has an entire dedication to diversity and inclusion. So in my opinion, out of every company that I've ever worked for, it is the most LGBTQIA plus friendly community or company. So we actually have different alliances that were formed to bring people together from different Wawas. And one of those is the Rainbow Alliance. So we can join the Rainbow Alliance. And Wawa has sponsored prides. They've done multiple different events to raise money for LGBTQIA plus organizations, and I actually am a part of the Rainbow Alliance. I joined my third month there because I didn't even know they had it, and I think it's awesome. I got a little pin for my hat so I can wear it with pride, and then every year for Pride Month they do like special design shirts or hats or some kind of merch. And the hat that I wear at work is the Pride hat. It's got a rainbow on the bill, underneath the bill. And then the goose is Pride. But yeah, so they have a whole group that is dedicated to diversity and inclusion. And they really strive to make people feel good when they work there. And that's one of the things that I really like about that company is like, so when I first started there, non-binary was something that was very new to me. And I was trying to educate myself on. And I have a a coworker that is now a friend of mine, and they use they, them pronouns. And that was, for some reason, hard for me to grasp at first. But then them and I had a conversation, and I almost said their name, so I don't want to say their name. So them and I had a conversation, and I asked them about it. And I said, can you educate me on non-binary? Because I don't want to be rude to you, and I don't really want to be rude to other people. So they had a conversation with me and taught me that, you know, there's a lot of different things when it comes to being non-binary, but the biggest thing is you don't want to be put into a gender category. So you want to be an individual outside of a gender. So they, them really just means that you are keeping your power as a human. So, I mean, they didn't use those words. I literally just paraphrased. But the thing is like learning is key, because at Wawa, we actually make sure that we use people's pronouns. And so even there's another coworker of mine. She is transgender, and she was misgendered when a customer put in a voice of the customer. So we do these surveys, and customers can like give shout outs to the employees and stuff like that. And they had put in a review for her, and they misgendered her. And when we printed it out, we changed all of the pronouns to she and her, and then we hung it on the wall. So it made her feel really good that we cared enough to make sure that we corrected it. But we definitely look out for each other and our team. And I think that's a lot of the reason why I really like working there, because like, it's about the team. It's not about who's making what amount of money. It's not about who's higher than the other person. It's just about the team. And like, our FBM, they crack jokes with us just like regular associates crack jokes with us. Like, there's no, I'm above you, so you have to do as I say, not as I'm told type of situation.
So in review, because of the support that Wawa offers and provides to their employees, go support Wawa.
Yes.
Because they sell pizza. And they have really big hot dogs with bacon on them.
Yeah,
they have big bacon dogs.
Big bacon dogs.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh my God, you and your fucking hot dogs.
Pizza, their pizza's good too.
Oh yeah, the pizza's good.
Definitely have to get a pizza.
I like the pizza.
Yeah, so the since it is Thanksgiving coming up, got to get their Thanksgiving bowl.
Oh, yeah, the hot turkey bowls.
The hot turkey bowls. It's got like mashed potatoes in there and turkey and cranberries. And there's like stuffing in there. They put gravy on it. Ask for extra gravy.
Yeah, just we'll give it to you. Pops
it off.
We'll definitely give it to you. But
so high.
The spoodle that we use has holes in it, so the gravy like runs through it. So, but and we're so busy, we're not thinking about putting extra gravy on it. So,
get yourself a hot turkey bowl from Wawa.
Yeah, they're good. But yeah, it's a really good company to work for. Like, I can honestly say that. You know, like
a most... peppermint Oreo smoothie.
Oh, okay, yeah. You did have
one. Kick it up for the Christmas season.
So, but like, in one of the interesting things about working at Wawa is like, you know, most companies, when they say, oh, we're a family, it's like, okay, that's a red flag. But like at Wawa, like we really, it really does feel like you're working with family. Like everybody pretty much gets along, and some people fight like their family, and then we talk it out and we deal with it. It's just, it's a really good environment. And it's good to have people that care about your feelings when you're at work and appreciate your work. And also the benefits. I know everybody's always asking about what's the benefits at the job. So I'm going to fill you in and I'm going to spill some tea. Wawa has the best benefit package I've ever had at any job I've been at. They literally have pet insurance. They have discounted car insurance. Like, there's so many options that my mind gets boggled when I fill out the benefit stuff. And they have an FSA and an HSA option. They have four different health care plans that you can pick from. And they're like different price points, different coverage levels, different things to like see what fits best for you and your family. It's just a lot of different benefits, which is really cool because like a lot of companies don't have different options for benefits, but they have a lot of different options for benefits. But yeah, definitely support Wawa. They definitely are all about diversity and inclusion and making sure everybody is happy. And right now, Siptopia. So my exit phrase has been, have a siptastic day. Because I always come up with something that's corny. Mike's was, have a wonderful Wawa Wednesday. I stole that one from him. Oh, my Lanta. Why did it say the list of audio devices connected to your operating system has been changed? Do you want to open the audio hardware preferences? What's going on here? It's still recording. I can still see it recording. So am I like literally talking to... Oh, no, I'm talking. Like it's literally recording. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Oh. Seems as the internet systems on Apple has been dysfunctional.
Operating systems. Yeah.
Recently, issues with...
Yeah.
I've had issues with...
I mean, I've had issues too. I mean...
Emails and text messages and like things not coming up when they're supposed to. It looks like that there's a new update supposed to be coming, but then it doesn't update. It's all because they want you to buy the new iPhone.
Oh, I think definitely think it is.
15?
Yes, iPhone 15.
Yeah.
I want one.
And the rest of them, they are start shutting everybody's down, even though they probably already have like the iPhone 20 already in production.
Maybe. But I want an iPhone 15, but I'm going to patiently wait for the 16 or the 17.
Ugh.
What was that for? Ugh. But, yeah, so this bitch just made me lose my train of thought.
Not hard to do.
Really?
Just keep swimming.
Pisces jokes. He's always making Pisces jokes. I mean, I guess it's okay. You have two Pisces in your life, so I guess you're allowed to. And he said, what was the thing that Billy was saying the other night? And you said, oh my God, or something, or Yes, that's true. I can't remember what it was, but it was something about Libras and Pisces. And they were like Libras and, oh, because Libras and Pisces are both very loving signs. Which we, I am. I mean, I pretty much love anybody. I know, I'm like a dog. Just everybody comes in and I start panting and wagging my tail. That's why I get hurt so much. What? Repeat that? You know you said it loud enough that my mic picked it up. So what did you say? Your mic's on.
I said, ow, I burned my finger on a hot glue gun.
No, you did not. I guess I'll never know exactly what he says until I play this back. If anybody hears what he said, totally, you have to message me because I want to know what he said. Because I was kind of caught off guard.
Blah, 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 blah.
But anyway, so I'm going to wrap it up here because I feel like I've rambled on. And David, stop.
Hammer time.
Really? For the love of God.
I'm getting slap happy. I've literally been sitting in this chair all day long, gluing and stoning and sewing things together.
What does slap happy mean?
You're tired. And you're just like...
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite kind of funny, though.
Like a Maryland term, slap happy.
I think so. Yeah, let's talk about that real quick before I wrap it up. Talk about the difference between Maryland terms and PA terms. Okay, so first of all, Marylanders are obsessed with Old Bay.
Hello. You put Old Bay on anything.
Like, I like Old Bay. I'm not saying that I don't like Old Bay.
Old Bay, you know what Old Bay tastes good on? A lot of things, but...
it does taste good on a lot of things.
Yeah, put it on sausage gravy. You make sausage gravy for breakfast, sprinkle it with Old Bay, and then put it over a buttery biscuit and just...
You know what it's good on that you blew my mind with? What? Oreos.
To taste good on Oreos.
I was blown away.
And pickles.
But there's a saying that I say that you don't understand.
What's that?
Scuttlebutt.
I've heard it before.
Oh.
I mean, you need to wash your butt because it's dirty.
No. It's rumors and gossip.
Oh.
Yeah.
We just call those nosy bitches.
Well, scuttlebutt is like what the nosy bitches are like gossiping about. So, and then I say pop sometimes because that's a Pennsylvania thing.
Pop.
Yeah. So,
like soda pop.
Yeah. Yeah, for soda. And then
Coca-Cola for cola.
So I don't know if where this is from, but spigot.
That's a southern thing. My grandmother used to say that all the time.
Spigot? Okay.
Does anybody know what a spigot is?
A faucet. Yeah.
Just letting them know if there's a listener out there that doesn't know what a spigot is.
Oh, I know. I was just answering the question for you. So you weren't like, does anybody know what a...
It is not the character from Fantastic Beasts. That is Spricket. What's his name? Gosh, I love that little character.
The little tree. What is it with you and tree characters? Because you love Groot.
Pickett.
Yeah.
His name is Pickett because he's so cute and he picks your pocket.
But
Pickett.
Yeah. Just stop picking your nose.
I did not pick my nose.
Yes, you did.
I was adjusting my nose ring.
On the wrong side?
I was looking in the mirror. I was backwards.
What mirror?
That one that's to the right of me and to the left of me. I have mirrors all over. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
I'm going to turn off your mic because you're not it. Wrong bitch, bitch.
I guess there goes your crown.
My crown? You ain't taking my crown.
I don't want your crown.
I know.
Because I had it first. Yeah. Speechless. Mic drop.
I've just been read.
Good night. You've been read like a library book, and I revoked your library card.
Because Paris is burning.
And the Tower of Pisa is leaning. Whatever.
Thank God it's still leaning because it literally looks like it's going to fall over.
I'm surprised it hasn't.
Yeah. I'm surprised there hasn't been an earthquake that just took it out. But anyway, so enough of us being slap happy. I'm going to wrap up the show here. And I hope this episode did not bore you to death because it bored me to death. So next week, we will definitely have a guest on to liven up the mood so that I'm not here trying to figure out things to say out of my head because my head is blank right now, which is weird. Really weird, actually. But oh, that's a whole episode that I can talk about. I can talk about mental health. That's a good topic to talk about. Well, yes. Yes, that is correct. You know they can hear you when you yell like that? Do you? Yes, they can hear you. So, but yeah. So, please take some time to go to alwaysbeabigdeal.com. Take advantage of the forum if you would like somebody to speak with. Also, we still have our Facebook page, which has the group Kind Fam, where you can go on there and join different people and have different conversations. And there's a lot of people on there from the LGBTQIA+ community that are very open to answering any questions if you're educating yourself. And remember that. Always educate yourself before you start to judge someone for who they are as a person. We're all humans. We're all allowed to be ourselves. So just let people live and be themselves. And if you don't understand something, first of all, you really don't need to understand anything. But if you want to understand something, then ask questions and do it in a positive and kind way so that you can educate yourself and you're not ignorant to the situation. So that's all that I have this week. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Kind of a Big Deal Podcast 2.0. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week on another episode of Kind of a Big Deal. Bye. I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. Oh, I forgot to say, always be a big deal. Because I can't end an episode without that. But anyways, so, always be a big deal. Bye.